This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
This is a Thursday night edition. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us for every single moment, and if you miss a moment, never fear, because we've got them archived for you online at freetalklive.com. The last 6 days, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described, right there on the front page. There's no logging in, there's no membership fee, you don't have to fill out a survey. You just go and get them. It's that simple. freetalklive.com.
In fact, we could make them fill out a survey. Wouldn't that be fun?
We could.
We could survey them for something.
But that'd be mean.
Yeah, okay.
That's inappropriate. So you can just go get them for free. In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. If you scroll past day number six, you'll see a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, and they are hosting months worth of our show. It's all free. freetalklive.com.
Do they make you fill out a survey?
Nope.
What color is your hair? Do you like cheese?
None of that. It's all free. Anyway, freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We got all kinds of good stuff to talk about tonight. Of course, it is your show, so you can take control any old time you want. And on the way, I was thinking, man, which, and I didn't discuss this with you before the show, but from time to time we'll discuss show things on the air.
Okay.
I was thinking, we kind of, back in the old days of Free Talk Live, we used to pre-sell the stuff that we had in our prep pile.
Yes.
Okay, we used to come on the air at the very top of the
this
show.
This is what we got.
Right, and say, we got, like, coming up tonight, the war on animals, news on that. We've got Truly Nolan being trained by the cops to snitch out on people.
Oh, boy.
So we would go down the laundry list of prep, or the little bit of prep that we'd done, depending on how much we had time to do. And during the show, from time to time, we'd have people call and request certain topics.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we took away the pre-selling thing was because we were never getting to the topics, and so it sort of bugged me that we were saying we were going, you know, that we might get to these things, and we never ended up getting to hardly any of them. But now I'm thinking maybe we should bring that back. You know, maybe we should bring back requests, because no talk show has ever done requests before Free Talk Live, really. I mean, if there is one out there, let me know, but I never heard it done. You know, how many talk shows go on the air at the start of the show, read off five headlines, and then let you call in and pick which one you want to hear?
Well, are you comfortable with reading off headlines that we never get to even the next day or the day after? I mean, that's really the question. Because we're going to read off, both of us are going to read off five headlines that we have, which,
right.
You know.
Well, if we have five. Yeah. I mean, it might just be five total, for all I know.
Whatever. And then some of those stories are not going to get read, because we don't generally make it through five stories in an evening.
No way.
With the callers and emails and all that stuff. We
rarely make it through two.
Yeah.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, it would give the listeners the opportunity to take the reins a little bit more. Maybe for those listeners that don't necessarily, we always start the show with, if you've got something on your mind, political, personal, call in and tell us about it. And there's a lot of people that don't necessarily want to call in and talk about something that's on their mind. They might hear one of those topics, though, that they like, and they may call in and say, hey, I want to hear that story about Truly Nolan being trained by the cops.
Well, there's two sides to this. It's a listener-driven show.
Yes.
A caller-driven show, because, you know, it's talk radio where you're in control. But at the same time, callers aren't listeners.
That's
true. Maybe 1% of our listeners call in.
That's what I'm thinking. That's why I'm thinking this may entice some of the listeners who don't ever call in to call in.
Jump it up to 2%, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. It seemed like one aspect of interactivity that was interesting about the show in the past that we kind of had cut out, and I was thinking we could bring it back.
I'm not against it.
Let's experiment with it tonight.
Okay.
Let's give this a shot. Here's what we've got in our prep stack for tonight. And if you want to hear any of this, because again, odds are we won't get to any of it, because we got a bunch of emails tonight to get through. And I want to kind of catch up on some of these emails, because they're pretty good. So coming up tonight, if you want it, the toilet garden update.
Oh, yeah.
War on animals. We talked about the war on birds a while back. There's more going on in that area.
Sure.
Truly Nolan being trained by the cops to snitch.
Mm.
What about you, Manwich?
I've got Connecticut police are abusing their authority with, at least a gentleman in the police department. He is a guy.
I wouldn't call him a gentleman.
Well, whatever. He's taking pictures of little girls. Well, not little. He's taking pictures of young women.
Right. Teenage girls.
Teenage girls.
Right.
they caught the second in command. Always the second in command for Al Qaeda, by the way. They caught the second in command for Al Qaeda in Saudi Arabia. Caught his dead body.
Oh, okay.
Opie and Anthony shows fans have apparently purchased a billboard as an attack on some other show. It's kind of interesting.
All right, let's leave it there. So, if any of those interest you, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we will start with some email. And let's see, let's start with Jason. Jason emails in at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, "Hey guys, love the show. In regards to the public education system, I worked as a one-on-one instructor for emotionally impaired students for several years, but I had to leave the job because I couldn't stomach what the kids were being taught. They don't teach kids to be entrepreneurs, but they certainly do teach them about capitalism, i.e. how to be good, obedient little employees. In fact, there was even a class called Employability, where students were taught how not to offend a potential master or boss," he writes. "The notion of the student being the boss was never even fathomed. I'm a left libertarian anarchist, and what I fail to understand about right libertarian royalists is..." That's a new term for me. I've never heard that one before. "Right libertarian royalists is how you guys can so completely misunderstand what capitalism is. He claims that capitalism is not a belief system, but instead a class structure. Capitalists are those who capitalize on the labor of others or the leveraging of existing wealth, finance capitalism. You yearn for a state of ideal capitalism, but that is in fact the state that we have achieved in America. We live in a capitalist society, so we should all try to be capitalists." I don't know if I agree with this. I don't think that... First of all, I'm not a huge fan of the word capitalism. I think it has taken on a dirty connotation over the years through government education classes, just misdefining it, misapplying it, etc. I personally don't use it to describe myself.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with his definition of capitalism.
I don't either.
But what he's saying, none of that is... There hasn't been a chink in what he's been saying. I mean, what he's been saying is whole and complete in and of itself.
I don't agree that we live in a capitalist society. I don't agree that we have achieved ideal capitalism, as he puts it. He says, "You yearn for a state of ideal capitalism, but that is in fact a state we've achieved in America." No, it's not.
Well, you've always wanted to use the free market term.
Right.
And
I like that term.
And it to me, that employees sell labor to their employer. Mm-hmm. That's how that works. I mean, they're selling it. If they want to get into some other business of selling something else, they can do that too. But I'm not against what he's saying here. The problem is corporations. If there wasn't, this fictitious legal term called a corporation, then they wouldn't be able to grow to the size that they have. And that's really, what's caused what we have today.
The other problem is licensing and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that we live in ideal capitalism. Because I think that when he says ideal capitalism, that means the free market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we do have a capitalistic sort of a society, but we have a heavily regulated capitalistic society. We have a capitalistic
corporatism
system.
Sort of is
corporatism. That's a good word for it. So we have this society, this country where you're sort of kind of free to go start your own business as long as you're willing to jump through some hoops, bow down to the authorities, pay some bribes, etc. You can't just go and open up a storefront in America. Otherwise, the tax man's going to find out, and he's going to come shut you down.
You call licensing fees bribes.
That's exactly what they are.
Well, I concur, but people listening may not exactly know what you're saying.
Licensing fees are bribes. When you're paying for your occupational permit, you're bribing the government to allow you to operate.
Well, bribe smacks of giving that particular official that you're giving the money to a little something extra for himself.
800-259-9231. Who let the dogs in? More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control. Anything goes.
Why can't continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty Movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty Movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruits, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
All right, so we're doing some emails. Of course, you can call in about anything, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of women who have taken the time to send us their photograph are right there on the website. You can check them out. It's not a beauty contest, though. It's just to show that we actually have women listening to the show. In fact, not only do we have women listening, but these women are so great that they've taken the time to, in some cases, actually have a photograph taken of themselves proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. Pretty cool stuff.
Yep.
They're trying to female.
They do that by taking a picture of themselves with FTL or Free Talk Live or Ian's a skinny dork,
exactly.
Whatever, something written on there.
Something on a sign or a piece of paper or something like that. So you can see it for yourself, freetalklive.com. We're talking about an email that we got from Jason, and it's not Jason the Communist. It's a different Jason. This one describes himself as a left libertarian anarchist. I'm not sure what exactly that means, but he thinks that we are in a capitalist society. He thinks that we have, in his words, ideal capitalism here in America.
Hmm.
Now, to me, when I hear ideal capitalism, that sounds like the free market. I'm not sure if that's what he meant, but we clearly don't have a free market in the United States. And I think to be pure capitalism, you have to have a free market.
I think we've sort of defined it as corporatism, is what we've got in the United States.
Right.
These fictitious legal entities called corporations are, you know, worked, a bunch of people work for them, and then, you know, they gain huge amounts of power globally.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really capitalism the way I think of it.
No.
The way he describes, I don't know. It's just not really the definition that I use.
No, certainly not. And what happens is the corporations gain strength. They then send lobbyists to Washington, D.C., or they send them to their local representatives, and then they get laws passed in the form of licensing laws that actually restrict their industry. So basically, they are keeping other people out of their industry.
That's good for them.
By using the law. Yeah, it's good for them. I guess they're capitalizing on the existence of the law, maybe, if you could look at it that way. Anyway, let me finish this up. He says, we live in a capitalist society, so we should all try to be capitalists. But if students were taught capitalism and the teaching stuck, then capitalism would collapse. We cannot all be masters or bosses. Capitalism requires inequality and the type of indoctrinated zombies that we are teaching our children to be. I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, if that's really true, then are the people that originally set up the socialist education system in this country capitalists? Or are they communists?
They're people that are using socialism for their own dirty little ends.
Okay, so we don't know who they are then.
Right.
Because the people that
they're capitalizing on it.
Well, certainly. we had somebody call in, I think it was Brandon, with some quotes from some of the people who were behind setting up the government education system.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really devious, plotting, almost conspiratorial quotes, basically saying that we need to set this system up so we can have a bunch of serfs to do all the dirty work. So we can have a bunch of mindless zombies working in our factories.
Ugly.
That sort of thing. And I don't know, do you think that if we were taught about capitalism, if we were taught about entrepreneurship in school, do you think capitalism would collapse, in his words?
I don't know about collapse, but it would it would be a good course for students.
I think it'd be fantastic. It would just mean more competition, right? Because right now, most people are just competing for jobs. Most of the working class people are out there competing to get the best paying position at somebody's company. Most of them aren't out trying to start their own businesses. And if more of them were, it would just simply mean more competition, better prices, lower prices, better service, better companies. I don't see how it would be a bad thing. So I'm all for teaching people about capitalism, teaching people to invest their money, teaching people to be entrepreneurs.
He's all for that, too. He's just saying that capitalism, as he sees capitalism, would collapse.
I see. He says, finally, capitalism requires the existence of a police state in order to enforce property rights. A true libertarian world, a stateless society, would be a producer's society. Interesting, Jason. He says, just some thoughts. Love the show. Thanks for listening. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Richard in Mississippi. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, which one of you do I call Butt, and which one do I call Jeff?
Well, Manwich can be Butt, as far as I'm concerned.
Hello?
Hi.
Say again?
I don't know. What's on your mind?
Mutt or Jeff?
Oh,
because, you know, I have to distinguish your voices and your personalities.
Why would you want to use different names than Ian and Manwich? This is not the Mutt and Jeff show.
Yeah, but I gotta figure out who's Butt and Jeff.
I don't get the joke. Move on. What's on your mind?
It's not a joke because, yeah, you made the joke, and all of your analysis, throughout this conversation that you guys just had, I mean, you've made all the jokes.
Can you explain?
Explain?
Yeah, what do you mean by we've been making jokes?
Well, you've taken capitalism, you've torn it apart, you've built it back up, you've built socialism into it, into the school system.
Uh-huh. Are you denying that our school system is socialist?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Are you not? Are you absolutely not denying it, or are you saying that it's absolutely not socialist?
No, I'm absolutely saying it is socialist.
Okay.
Today.
Right.
It is absolute socialism today.
We're in agreement. What's the issue?
Well, we're in agreement in certain different areas.
Mm-hmm.
But you've taken everything and twisted it into your own little argument. Even as a caller, I can't call in and say, wait a minute, hang on, slow down, think about this.
You're on the phone right now. You're saying it right now.
Let's think about it now.
What are we thinking about?
You're losing me, Richard.
Yeah, what exactly, what about our definition of capitalism? Didn't you understand or do you disagree with? Do you want to redefine it in Richard's terms? Go right ahead.
I'll redefine it in my term, okay?
Great, good.
Let's stick to the Constitution.
Oh, okay.
Love the Constitution.
All right. And let's take away, the 1940 rules, the 1920 rules, and let's all have, a say in the government. But at the same time, we will have to go back to the 1800s and pay our taxes, when we had that Civil War kind of thing.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. We'll have to deal with that. But we don't have to subsidize farming today.
I agree with that. We should abolish all subsidies.
We don't have to subsidize
corporations.
Is there something we disagree on? Because we're not for subsidies on this show.
No. There are several different things that we disagree on.
Can you name one? Is there something that, do you have an objection to the
everything.
Free market?
You
having a tough
everything.
Time here, Richard. Do you have an objection to the free market?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
My objection is the fact that it's not free.
No, we don't live in a free market, but wouldn't you like to?
In a matter of fact, no, I would not.
Huh. Well, why not?
Because it's not free. It's not free for a Mexican to come into the United States. It's not free for Chinese goods to come into the United States. And
I'm tempted to hang on to Richard. Hang on, Richard. Hold on, buddy. You got to put your thoughts
coherent.
I know he's not, but I want to know exactly what's not free about coming into the United States. We're going to come back with more.
Okay.
Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take care.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains, and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D., only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. It's raining cats and dogs. You're slowing down, being careful, but you hit a wet patch and there you go, hydroplaning. Now, what causes it and what can you do about it? When we come back, I'll tell you.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked on carbon deposits and includes BG 44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG. When tires meet road water, they can do two things. Channel the water and remain on pavement, or skim on top of the water. Hydroplaning occurs when tires, especially bald ones, ride on a wedge of water and lose contact with the road. Your car is literally skiing in the street. When this happens, take your foot off the gas, but don't brake. Braking can cause your car, and sometimes you, to spin out of control. But the best way to hedge against hydroplaning is to equip your car with well-treaded tires. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The Thursday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and sign up for the updates. In fact, you can go straight to updates.freetalklive.com and sign up. It's very quick. Once you're signed up, you just forget about it, because then we'll send you emails from time to time with any news about the show. Anything that we need to announce.
How often do you think one goes out?
At least once a week.
About once a week.
Yeah.
I'd say so, too.
Yeah. All right. So, we're going to go back to the phones and back to the fun. We've got Richard on the line in Mississippi. Richard, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Ewan and Manwich?
Ian.
Ian and Manwich.
Manwich. You haven't been drinking
okay,
tonight,
like Manwich like a sandwich. Yeah, okay. Manwich
yeah, exactly.
is a sandwich. Like, you know, we can make a Manwich.
Yep.
Okay,
exactly.
Ian. Okay, all right.
You got it now, buddy. So we're talking about
right.
the free market, and you said you were against the free market.
Now. I can't call you Mutton Jeff now.
That's okay. You said you were against the free market, Richard. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? What's wrong with the free market?
Well, I'm against anything that seems to be free nowadays.
No, no, we're not talking about seeming to be free. We're talking about getting the government out of business, getting the government out of your life, getting the government just out. I mean, there can still be a little government, a very constitutional small government, but beyond that, should government be controlling your business? Should government be controlling your life?
No, of
okay.
course not.
Oh, so you do agree with us then?
Oh, of course I,
so
I
then you
agree
do
with you, but you're being asinine in your own argument.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm telling you, you're being asinine. Because
with what, specifically?
What, how free do you want to be?
As
how
free as
free
possible.
Is it, how free are we right now?
Not
how
very.
How free will we ever be?
I don't know the answer to that last question, but how free we are right now is only something we can judge by other countries, because we're certainly not totally free, but we are freer than some other people.
Well, we're freer. But let's say that we have free trade, we have free immigration,
mm-hmm.
and we have, you know, free.
Right.
You know, we just constantly tack on to our budget of free.
What are you talking about? Our budget of, are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk.
Our budget
are
of free.
Stupid?
No, what I'm
are
seriously,
you
what do you mean
are
budget
you
of free?
Stupid?
You say that one more time, you're out of here. Budget of free. Can you describe what that means?
The budget of free is, geez, my knees. We're spending billions of dollars to fight a war.
We're talking about abolishing taxes. Don't
now,
you want to get rid of taxes?
We're not only talking about abolishing taxes. Your tax dollars are going to not only the war, they're going to illegal immigration.
Uh-huh.
They're going
well, I
want
to get rid of taxes. Do you like paying taxes?
I have. No, absolutely
so
not.
So wouldn't you like to get rid of taxes?
Absolutely.
Okay, so then we agree again.
We agree again.
All right, good call, Richard. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231.
Richard agrees.
I'm glad we're in agreement. Let's talk to Nolan in Texas. Nolan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hello.
Doing good.
All right.
Everybody bandies this word about capitalism.
Yeah.
I've listened to people banty about the word democracy and that we live in a democracy. Well, yeah. That's crock. It didn't happen. It wasn't designed to be a democracy.
It's getting closer every day, though.
Unfortunately, yes. And I'm starting to feel like I am the number one person that the other 99 on the edge of the cliff are about to vote to throw off the cliff.
Yeah, I understand that.
And being unarmed, I'm not quite ready to contest the vote.
Hmm.
So maybe I should be armed.
Not a bad idea.
So here I get some stuff that I read from all over the Internet. And here is a book, How Capitalism Saved America.
Hmm.
The Untold Story.
Okay.
And it's got Austrian economics behind it. And I don't know if it's Mises or Mises, M-I-S-E-S Institute.
I think it's Mises.
Okay, well, I'll go with that. Anyway, not all these individuals, I'm not going for all of it, not all these individuals use the term capitalism. For as DiLorenzo points out, the word capitalism was coined by none other than Karl Marx, who hoped that it would help in his crusade to denigrate the system of private property and free enterprise and promote socialism.
Really? Marx created the word capitalism?
Yeah, I'm wondering who came up with conspiracy theory.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, but it was to denigrate the people who had thought.
Mm,
so,
indeed.
Capitalism, while it is our system, it was kind of like, whenever we started getting called male chauvinist pigs, it was to make us accept more socialist behavior.
Right.
And just put the Red Ryder gelding grip on us.
Wow, I learn something new every night here on this show. I did not know that the word capitalism was created by Marx. And you read that from a book, right? I mean, that's coming out of a book. That's not Nolan just saying.
No, this is off my email.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I get stuff. I get Lou Rockwell and the Mises Daily article.
Right.
I read stuff and.
Well, no wonder it's got such a negative connotation. It was originally created to have a negative connotation.
It was meant to kick us in the butt. Yes, it
right.
was. And then
that's why I don't like using it. I don't think it's a good word.
Well, you know, I have no problem with it because, to me, a capitalist society is you take your money and you do what you think is best to do with it.
Yeah, but it still has that all those Marxist connotations of you're exploiting someone, you're capitalizing on the labor, etc.
Well,
I think free market says the same thing.
They're trying to sell a zero-sum game that, well, if he makes $1 million, then 1 million people lost a dollar.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
That's a crock. That's
yeah.
just bull. Because wealth is created whenever somebody melts a chunk of iron ore and makes steel and turns it into a product and sells it.
You're correct.
Wealth comes from the ground.
Wealth is unlimited. It actually comes from our brains combining with the ground. It's
whatever
it's us
you can make out of the materials at hand,
right.
That's wealth.
Exactly.
And for these poor folk who have been educated by their television and convinced that that education was correct by their television and their teachers at school who have all these left leanings and they're jammed down their throats.
You know, Nolan, you're absolutely right. If we could teach kids about wealth and what it really means and the fact that wealth is not money, and wealth is far, far beyond that. Money's just an example of a partial, you know, a part of the wealth that somebody has. If we could help kids understand this stuff, we'd be way better off. But unfortunately, it's not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, guys, just one question. If any of your listeners, anybody wants to call in, if anybody could please tell me, no kidding, why did we fire a four-star general?
Which four-star general?
You don't know? You don't know about the four-star general that got fired?
I think I've heard about this. Can you recap it?
Well, the story that they have put out very, very minimally over the...
Oh, this is the sexual harassment one.
Well, no, didn't say anything about sexual harassment. They said sexual misconduct. My understanding is he's going through a divorce and he has a girlfriend, and as an officer in the military, that may be considered sexual misconduct. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But is that worth firing a man over?
Doesn't seem like it to me in this day and
not
age.
Not in this day and age, no,
well,
sir.
Well, it's certainly not a shocker. I mean, the military, it's all politics. We've talked to people who are on the inside. It's so political. It's like, as Harry Brown puts it, the post office in fatigue. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that nobody ever hears about.
Well, the scuttlebutt on that deal is nobody can stand up and say it, but there's a rumor going around that he ran across information that just possibly there was going to be a nuclear drill. They were going to let go live. He busted them, and instead of killing him, they fired him.
Very interesting. Thanks for the call, Nolan. We appreciate it, man. 800, keep creating wealth, all right? 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. Barry's on the line. Your calls as well. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health among longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. We'll talk to you about anything political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Actually, I haven't checked today, Manwich. Can you check Podcast Alley real quick?
Sure.
PodcastAlley.com and make sure that we are still the number one show, because we have been so far all month long. We've been number one at PodcastAlley.com. And it's the, I would say, the top podcast ratings website. And we're both a radio show and a podcast. And we're very proud to be number one. It's
sorry.
All thanks to, ooh, number two.
Number two.
Are we number two now?
We're number two.
That's rough. We made it 18 days, though. 17 or 18 days this month. Number one straight. Because of your votes. Because over 600 of you had gone to PodcastAlley.com. Actually, you went straight to vote.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to where you need to go. And you voted for the show. We give you all of our stuff for free at freetalklive.com. The archives, the updates, the bulletin board system. It's all on the house, and it always will be. But from time to time, we ask you for a vote. Once a month, just go to vote.freetalklive.com. We can still catch up, can't we?
Oh, yeah.
They're not that far ahead, are they?
Well, if the site wasn't really slow,
yeah, it is a little
I would
slow.
Tell you.
It's because they're so busy. They're so popular.
Yeah,
that's why.
They're bogged down. There's a lot of people there.
Vote.freetalklive.com. So if you haven't voted this month,
Go do it.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Let's talk to Barry in Arizona. Barry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, hey, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, before I get to my issue, I want to lodge a complaint.
Okay.
I'm looking at your website.
Oh,
and you guys did not put the phone numbers of these girls under their pictures.
We don't have them, Barry.
I'm single, man. Come on.
Oh, you're a single libertarian, aren't you?
Torturing me. Well, I've kind of reclassified myself as what's called an originalist. You know, I go, I study.
That's a new one.
Yeah. Well, going by the original intent of the Constitution, you know, it is kind of a new one. But, you know, I don't want to be aligned with parties necessarily, but I do want to be aligned with, the original intent of the Constitution, which is protection of life, liberty, and property. You know?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Anyway,
in regards to the girls on the shrine, there are some of them who are on the bulletin board system. So
really?
If you go to the bulletin board system, you can kind of seek them out, and who knows, man?
Mm.
It might happen. You never know.
It might. You know, you guys might have a new dating site set up for libertarian-minded people. You know.
We might have to charge for that one, though.
Yeah, that one's going to cost you money.
Yeah.
So what else is on your mind?
Well, anyway, I kind of want to get into the whole thing about corporations. You know, this is one topic that is really, just a real big one with me. And, you know, I study governments and how governments have been converted to corporations and how they regard us as corporations and stuff. And I just want to kind of throw it out there that from what I understand, and, you know, I want people to just kind of play with this as an idea, but the only type of slavery that should be allowed is the enslavement of corporations.
I don't understand.
Well, corporations by law are persons.
Right.
You know that, right?
Why don't we just abolish corporations? Make it easy.
Well, the reason why is because corporations are capable of generating huge amounts of money, as we know. But see, I don't believe that it was ever a good moral vision to, think that a CEO could earn a salary in the hundreds of millions or billions of dollars. That's crazy. That is insanity. But that money because that money, see, they're granted into existence by the will of the people to be of benefit to the public. That's by law. You know, that's Supreme Court and all.
First
kinds
of all, all of this corporate stuff is way too, it's just unnecessary. Why can't we just get rid of corporations, period?
Well,
and when I say get rid of corporations, I mean the legal term, and just simply have people running businesses. What's wrong with that?
Well, the reason why corporations, I think, could be of benefit if they're not abused is because of the large amount of revenue that they generate, all that would pay the taxes and the infrastructure.
But we're talking about getting rid of taxes. Don't you want to get rid of taxes?
Individual taxes, yeah.
But everybody, when corporations have taxes, they just pass them on to the consumer. Even if you're not paying a sales tax on a loaf of bread that you buy, you're still paying the bread company's taxes. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, but that's why Congress has the power to regulate, which means to make regular. You know?
I don't like giving Congress power to do anything. I'd rather they just stayed out of my business.
If they abuse it, yeah. I mean,
abuse it.
Of course, you're correct.
So,
I mean,
since you know they always abuse it, look, it doesn't matter if you put in a whole bunch of liberty-minded people into Congress, which would certainly be a better situation than we have today.
Yeah.
If all 535 members of Congress were liberty-minded, they'd still, corporations would still be abusing people.
Well, it's just like the Lord of the Rings, man. You get that ring of power, dude, and it's over.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
It's over. You put that thing on, and the temptation's too great, you know?
So as an original intent person, Barry, you should agree that we need to take that ring of power and go bury it in a lake of lava or something like that in order so these politicians can't get to it.
Well,
we need to downsize the government to the point at where nobody who wants power is going to go after it because there's no power left.
See, that's why I in my mind, however impossible this might be, I envision, like, if I were going to run for office, okay, I would tell the people, do not pay me for the entire period that I'm actually sitting there. And when I'm out, you guys all vote on what you think I'm worth and what kind of a job I did, and then you pay me.
Now,
just cover my expenses. I got to eat, obviously.
Right.
I got to, put gas in my car to get to work, and, maybe some kind of stipend or something, like a daily, whatever,
Well, I don't think, first of all, to be a politician, You shouldn't be going and doing things very much. Our government is only, really, they're only supposed to meet for short periods of time. Of course, they do it for much, much longer than they're really supposed to, because they have all these laws and stuff that they want to pass. But if we were a small government again, your job would be next to nothing, right? I mean, you wouldn't be doing very much. You'd have to go to a meeting every once in a while.
Yeah, if they were adhering to their constitutionally limited duties, their job is not very hard.
Right. I'm with you completely, by the way, Barry. I think that's a great idea. Politicians should be paid voluntarily. In fact, all government should be funded voluntarily. Thanks for the call, man. Call us again sometime.
You're welcome. 800-259-9231.
Terry wants to talk about corporations. In fact, he wants to defend them.
Hey.
We'll talk to you, Terry. You hang on. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. It's free.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so still plenty of time for your calls. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the live streams. We've got broadband version of the show, dial-up version. It's all free at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Terry in West Virginia. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, fellas.
Hey.
I've been listening to the discussions the last couple of days on corporate law.
Okay.
And I'm by no means a corporate law expert, but I do own some corporations. And I'll tell you some of the good things is, I mean, basically, if I remember my history right, corporations were designed to protect your assets as far as, I think it was with explorers when they used to go out in the ships they made these things called corporations all the way back out of England. That and what would happen was, you know, if the ship went down, it was very dangerous business. It made it so you would only be able to sue that corporation. Because what happened was people would not invest money if they knew that, for risky ventures, if they knew that they'd lose every single thing they had. There was no sort of protection. So, you know, if the free market could come up with some sort of solution to protect me from sue happy people, I would be all about getting rid of corporate law. But, you know, I don't know if there's a good way to protect yourself, because nobody would take any risk if you could just reach into someone's pocketbook and sue the heck out of them anytime you wanted.
Well, Terry, what we propose as a solution to this is a loser's pays tort system. So if a person brings a lawsuit and loses that lawsuit, they're responsible for all the court fees of you and them. And they're responsible. The thing is the responsibility is not there in our current course.
Yeah, you can just sue any old, you know, amount of people that you want to and hope that one of the lawsuits sticks today. And that's why we have such a problem with frivolous lawsuits, because we don't have a loser pay system. I mean, have you heard of this idea before?
I have heard of loser pay, but I still don't think that stops the bleeding to an extent that if I run a business, I only want to be sued for what happens in that business. I don't want people to be able to reach in and take all my personal assets. And
but it's your business.
That opens a window.
It's your business. See, I think that's the problem. I think it's a problem that it protects business owners, corporation owners, because
a large corporation that's owned by, say, 500 people, that maybe you even own stock in Walmart in your mutual fund, and I could come around, sue you because I slipped at Walmart because you're technically an owner.
You know, I don't know how the stock market would work in a free market.
Well,
I don't even know if it would be the same way.
Once you get into multiple people, I mean, what are you going to sue all 50 of them that have the corporation? You know, I mean, if I could think of a good solution, but I just can't. I don't know what.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You don't have to think of the solution, because the market will come up with the solution if you just let it.
And our court system has gotten crazy with punitive damages and things like that.
That's out of control.
Now, if somebody, if you actually were in a court system, had to pay for making someone whole, I think that's fair. If they did something wrong. Now, I don't know whether slipped in your store. Well, people can slip anywhere.
You understand, you guys could be technically owners, you know, if you had it in your mutual fund. I mean, where does it stop? When can you stop reaching through that?
I don't have an answer.
These are
to
excellent questions.
They're
Jerry.
Very good questions, and thanks for making them. I would just say that the free market, I think that a corporation certainly backfire plenty of times, and they certainly don't protect everybody. Look at Enron, right?
Oh, yeah.
Those guys aren't protected by their corporation.
I got 100 shares of stock. Want some?
Thanks for the call, Terry. We appreciate you bringing that up. Call us again sometime. Hour 2 is on the way. And coming up, we got all kinds of good stuff, including emails and your calls. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.